Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. From November 12th through the 18th, the NMU Center for Native American Studies, along with people from around the world, will participate in the 7th annual Rock Your Mox campaign as part of Native American Heritage Month. Jessica Jalen Etsy, a Liguano Pueblo from New Mexico, founded the idea of celebrating the moccasin back in 2011. The annual initiative has taken off, and now people from all backgrounds join forces to celebrate the notable footwear of Native peoples. The purpose of Rock Your Mox is to celebrate Indigenous ancestors and Indigenous peoples' cultures worldwide. Etsy thought that it would be cool to wear moccasins and to show pride of Native cultures. Originally, she chose the date of November 15th in the middle of Native American Heritage Month. She encouraged everyone to wear their moccasins to school, to work, or wherever. She posted her message all over social media, and she also shared the name of moccasin makers in various regions. Support for Rock Your Mox and Etsy's effort has increased over the years. Some of the past supporters have included the Gathering of Nations Powwow, the National Congress of the American Indians, powwows.com, and the Two Row Times. This year, the state of New Mexico's House of Representatives officially declared November 15th Rock Your Mox Day in New Mexico with an all-day celebration in Santa Fe. Attendees will have a chance to meet the founder, Jessica Jalen Etsy. 2017 is the second year that Rock Your Mox have been expanded to the entire week to give people more options and opportunities to wear their moccasins. The easiest part of the Rock Your Mox campaign is that the only requirement to participate is wear a pair of moccasins. This campaign is about doing something in unity in thousands of different locations. Participants are then encouraged to take a photo, post it on social media with the hashtag RYM2017. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM.